I'm with Lee Sharp. Lee, European failure for United this season, not going on in the Champions League, now relegated to the Europa League. And they're not the only ones who've struggled from an English or even a British point of view. What do you put it down to?
I don't know. I think partly it's... When we look at teams, I'm not sure that the United team at the moment is as strong as teams they've had in the past. Certainly Arsenal are not as strong as Arsenal of old. Chelsea are having a few problems. You know, the manager's come in. He's trying to turn things around and put his own mark on the place, and a couple of the old boys are not responding to his methods. It's a tough one. City not really spent a lot of time in Europe over the last few years, so they're a little bit inexperienced. And I think it's just one of them. I think it's one of those years that's a bit of a transition. I think you know, Man United have had a few injuries as well early on in the season. The manager gambled with. I don't think the squad's as deep, so. He played maybe weakened teams against what he thought was going to be easy opposition. But, you know, these days you just don't get easy opposition anymore.
I was going to ask you where you compare this current side to, say, the side that you won the title with, first of all, in 92-3, the double-winning side of 99, the Champions League-winning side, 2007, 2008, around there. I know it's difficult to compare eras, but where do you think this current side sits?
I don't know really. I think when it's full strength and it's playing its best football, I think it's right up there with the best of them. But I think the problem they've got at the moment is that outside of the best 12 or 13 players, the other players are not as strong, I suppose. I'm a little bit biased towards the team that I played for, but Brian Robson and Mark Hughes and Eric Cantona and Peter Schmeichel. I just think we had a team that had everything. You know, we had aggression, we could play quick, we could play slow, we could hit on the break, we could keep the ball. We had eight or nine players in the team that could put the foot in and tackle, and we were mates as well as teammates. We knocked around together, we went out together. So I'm a little bit biased towards our team, but I think on its day, and the strongest team you can pick is decent. But I'm just concerned that in depth, that the strength's not there.
Now, I've got to ask you, Lee, you're here in the UAE now. What's your feeling in terms of getting involved with football here? I don't know whether you've had a chance to see any Pro League games, for example, or youth football over here.
Yeah, I'd like to. I'd like to get involved at some level. I came over in August for a week to do the TV and watched a game at Al Jazeera in Abu Dhabi. And the standard's pretty good. You know, I think they all want to pass it. They all want to play exciting, attacking football. I think maybe just a little lack of experience. And that'll probably come down from the coaching. I don't know too much in depth about the UAE football, so it's a bit wrong of me to comment really. But yeah, I mean, I've spent a bit of time out of the game at home. I don't really have my coaching badges, but it's something now that after spending a bit of time working on it on the TV and talking about it and watching it a little bit more, that I'd certainly like to give back and pass on my knowledge to maybe some junior teams and youth football over here.
Because Tony Coton's involved, of course. He's involved at Al Ahly. Yeah. Roy Aitken, Maradona, of course, yeah. As well. Does coaching at that level appeal to you at all?
I'm not sure. I think because I've been out of it and I've never done it before, it would be a little bit alien to me. But like you said, I do have a sort of past and a history of knowledge that I think would come in handy, and whether I start off at youth level and build up to that, or whether I go in and help someone a couple of days a week with what they're doing. I don't know how I'll do it, but it's certainly an avenue I'm looking to get into.